Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 7 to the hour. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Stephanie Carruthers, codename Snow, is here. She's an important member of IBM's X-Force Red team, which is a team that legally hacks into businesses at the request of that business to find out where their exposures are to cyber crime, cyber threats. Stephanie, thanks again for being here. I want you to take just a minute and talk about why small business owners must be as good at, well, this is an area that we can't be any less effective or strong than big companies, because we're integrated with our big companies and we can't be the weak link or we won't have the business. What do you think?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So I think one of the issues that I've seen a lot with smaller businesses is they don't have a lot of technical, if any, employees on staff. So let's just say you're setting up your email, right? And you could just plug in and go, but some things need to be fine-tuned. And if they're not, attackers can do a lot of things like actually impersonate you. So I could email your employees and make it look exactly like the same email address as HR.
Mm-hmm.
Or email your clients, customers, and look like it's you. So there's a lot of scary things there that if you don't kind of have that background knowledge or maybe some IT and right controls put in place, attackers could absolutely take advantage of that. And how much does your reputation and your company worth?
Yeah,
right?
You could lose your company.
Emails,
one bad click could cost
absolutely.
You your company, and some of these things when they get to spear phishing, I mean they could literally be targeting you or one of your employees just to get into your system to go three layers up to a national or a global company or even the government.
Yeah,
they go down market like that. So Stephanie, thank you for that perspective, what can small business owners do? How can they, other than training, which we know how, and I'm going to get you to talk about that in a minute, is there anything technical we can do to help us?
If you can afford it, right, I would say hire a consultant just for a short amount of time and really have them review all of, all the technologies, all the different platforms you use, just to make sure they're set up correctly, because that's where we find holes a lot of times, is things just being plugged in and going, but not really fine-tuned. So I think that is something huge that small businesses could really benefit from.
All right. Give us some examples of what they could look for, some of the bad stuff that comes in that you see or that you would send them, some examples of how you would try to break in. What would it look like if it were – well, let's say this. What would an actual – breach attempt look like?
Yeah, I could actually talk about two that we've seen attackers do from our research team. So the first one is impersonating the SBA, which is huge right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen emails that actually look exactly like it's coming from the SBA.gov. And, I'm trying to remember their email address.
Yeah, that's right, SBA.gov, that's right.
But it's the legitimate. Okay, perfect. And it looks super legitimate. It has their logo in it. And in the email, it says things like, here are the documents we need you to sign. We have all of them except for maybe one or two.
I got one of those last week.
Process. Yeah. Yep, exactly. And in it is an attachment. And the attachment, because this is from an actual attacker, can download something called a remote access Trojan or a RAT. And that is super dangerous because it could do so many different things to your computer.
Mm-hmm.
It could spy on you. Turn your webcam on.
Ransomware.
It could get your password. Yeah, tons of different things, and it's terrifying, especially because it looks extremely legitimate. So one of the things I always recommend to people is, instead of clicking on links or opening attachments, go to their website directly, right? Mm-hmm. And right now, especially because of this pandemic, tons of companies have all this information on their homepage, or at least a link to an FAQ page.
And one of the problems with the SBA thing is, in the EIDL loan thing, they said, we're going to send you an email to let you know when you're approved. So people have been watching for that. So folks, you got to be really careful. You got a website, Stephanie?
Yeah, so if anyone wants more information, you could go to IBM.com/COVID-19.
Okay. COVID-19. Not COVID-19. Okay, I got you.
IBM.com.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Stephanie Snow Carruthers. Stephanie, come back soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.